Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am Daniel Brickman. It is good to be with you. So glad that you have joined us, spending your valuable time with us. And I know how valuable time is, so thank you. So we have a great show today. Joseph Meyer is going to pop in just for a little bit. This virus situation, we got more news on this, and it's taking shape. We'll wait in part of the news to get to the virus updates. There are some updates. There are some serious things you want to know about. Anyway, he's going to come update us market-wise. What does that mean? You know Shanghai. There's New York, there's London, and Hong Kong, Shanghai area are the three financial power centers of the world. And Shanghai is perilously, is that the word? Perilously.
In the crosshairs.
In the cross, close to this virus situation. So we're going to have some updates on that and other things. And then Coach Dave, Dave Daubenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com is his website.
What's he coach?
Well, he used to coach football, and then he incorporated prayer with his football. ACLU sued him and then eventually settled with him. He won that, and then he started to like he says, went to God's team. So now he's a pastor, past the Salt Ministry. So we'll talk about that. Abortion, where we are, where are the churches with abortion, where are the churches with, you know, what we're seeing in California. Other states, you know, it's easy to just say, oh, that's California. Well, it's not just California anymore. You know, all these issues, well, that's California. It's not California anymore.
It's moving east fast.
And cropping up and sprouting like a fungus.
Oh, man, it is like mold or something. It is a fungus.
Anyway, so great broadcast. Hang with us. We're going to have news. Uncle Kevin's here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Great to be here. Another great day in America.
You're here on time today, and we appreciate it.
Well, we had a big fight last night about it.
Everybody. Yeah, I told Catherine.
What did Catherine say?
Catherine said, well, I think he should be able to be there and understand this. So we're going to leave this. You can call and ask her yourself. She said more than that, but I'm not going to say it on air.
And I used to like Catherine. Not anymore.
She said Joyce wouldn't put up with that.
What do you mean Joyce?
What do you mean Joyce is professional? Are you kidding me?
And we're not?
No, not when you get here late. No. Anyway, we're not going to have this fight on air. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right, it's done.
We almost burned the house down.
We did. It was raucous. the walls were rocking last night.
Let's get
Uncle Steve was on the floor rolling around in the fetal position.
We're trying to play a friendly game of Rook. I didn't know we were going to start here. Let's go to the news.
Yeah, that was good.
People need to hear the news.
It's not as bad as we pump it up a little bit, but
not really.
Yeah,
he's not telling the truth. It was bad. Anyway, he's here on time today. It was great. Let's start with the fallout from last week with the impeachment, with the State of the Union address, with his prayer breakfast speech after.
Oh, that was
What do you see as the fallout from all of last week? What happened?
I see his poll numbers going up. That's what I see, and they're trying to hold him down.
They meaning who? The polling institutes. It's easy, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen this, you know. Oh, Donald Trump's got a 1% chance to win. Mayor Bloomberg's ahead of him in the polls. I mean, does anybody really believe that?
Yeah, they used to give you, if you go to the polling things where they have the polls, they used to tell you how many people they've polled. You know, we sampled 68% Democrats and 34% Republicans, and that's how we got to
They don't tell you anything.
They don't tell you that anymore. Yeah, so you don't know how many.
We went to New York. We went to Wall Street.
Exactly.
And asked the first 100 people we talked to.
They don't tell you that information anymore. So they could sample 80%.
A big story, Twitter. There was a meme going around. There was a picture of the black Tuskegee Airmen, you know, the black Brigadier General.
I say black
because Tuskegee Airmen, you know, everything with the syphilis, everything. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about.
And they did it for 30 years, didn't they?
I don't know. That's another story. Anyway, in the State of the Union address, he brought him on, saluted him, raised him to Brigadier General. It was an awesome moment.
Awesome.
His great grandson was there, wanted to be in the new space. It was one of the five highlights of the State of the Union. There were quite a few highlights. There's a meme going around that shows him saluting Brigadier General McGee now, and then it shows in the background Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech. And she complained to Twitter and Facebook that this meme needs to be pulled from and censored and pulled from Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter refused to do that.
Excellent.
This is a big story. But this is another example of Donald Trump's cachet and his power. The reason I believe that they didn't censor, because they've censored everything else. I mean, any little variation that the Democratic Party has asked or whatever. It just so happens that Donald Trump had tweeted that meme, had retweeted that meme. And so Twitter and Facebook did not ban it, I think, because Donald Trump was involved with it and had retweeted it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Another example.
If you would have done it, you would have been pulled off the
internet. Right, you would have been pulled off the internet, and I'd have got a warning on my...
Exactly. Not, you'd be thrown off for 3 weeks.
Right. You know, you're in probation. Mm-hmm. It's double secret probation. That's just another example. I think a lot of people in the Democratic Party who have been, you know, they're American. Again, when we talk about the DNC, there's a big difference between the DNC and Mary Jones, who's a Democrat, lives down the street. There's a big difference.
Totally different. Night and day.
The DNC,
is that
I've been extremely critical. They're communists.
Yeah, they're
communists. Behind the scenes, they're full-blown communists. In public, they're, you know, a couple, three steps away. Yeah,
Yeah, they want us dead and enslaved.
Anyway, Mary Jones, you know, emblematic, is not... This really affected Mary Jones, you know, Main Street America.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's what I'm seeing. The way Nancy Pelosi acted, the way this whole thing...
The whole thing came out. They made them look so bad. So bad.
Do you... I don't believe...
Democratic Party's done.
I don't see... I don't believe that. These schools are pumping socialists out faster than milk chocolate.
I think they're done.
What... Well, they're done for this election. I don't think the national election, but they're winning Kentucky. You know, this begs the question. Does anybody believe they won Kentucky?
No.
Does anybody believe they really won?
No. McKinney said they didn't win. James McKinney. He did the recount or whatever, however he figures it out. And he says
there's no analysis of it.
Yeah. He says there's no way they won. The legislator didn't win and the governor didn't win.
Here's another... We didn't talk about this enough. Here is Donald Trump in the White House talking about the National Prayer Day and something for schools. I wanted to bring this up, too.
We are gathered in the Oval Office for the National Religious Freedom Day, something very important and very special and special to me and the people that are gathered around me. This afternoon, we're proudly announcing historic steps to protect the First Amendment right to pray in public schools. So you have the right to pray. And that's a very important and powerful right. There's nothing more important than that, I would say. We're joined by the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, and students and advocates from across America. And advocates they were. They've been calling and writing by the thousands, and you're representing that large group of people. In a sacred principle of our republic, that government must never stand between the people and God. Yet in public schools around the country, authorities are stopping students and teachers from praying, sharing their faith, or following their religious beliefs. It is totally unacceptable. You see it on the football field. You see it so many times where they're stopped from praying, and we are doing...
I'll stop it there. Pause it there. He goes on for a little while more. This is a big deal.
That's exciting.
We're seeing he spoke at the March for Life, first president ever went to March for Life.
Yeah.
You see this. No matter what you think of Donald Trump, see, I love Donald Trump, and I praise him when things like this happen. This is big. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's very big when he points his finger at CNN and says, you're fake news. It is huge. It's very big when he comes out with this executive order. Now, I don't know what the actual ramifications are, but it certainly is stopping the tide of removing religion and prayer altogether out of these schools. It's how actual effective it'll be or what, I don't know, but it's laying a line in the sand. We're stopping. We're not continuing down this road. It's a big deal.
All that nonsense that the Dems have been, the commies have been saying, separation of church and state has been alive from the beginning. Doesn't say anything like that.
No, and we've let them get away with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not their fault. They're godless atheists that are really pushing this. Mm-hmm. It's our fault going along with it. Any other things from the weekend that really stuck out with you besides the virus? We're going to get the virus now.
Just the Dems saying it was their duty. They under the Constitution, they had a vote for impeachment. Everyone had had the same thing. We have to protect our Constitution. I did it because I was protecting our Constitution and voted for impeachment. Mm,
I would love it if they would protect the Constitution.
Yeah, so would I. They haven't even read the Constitution, I bet. They don't know nothing about the Constitution.
Yeah, they can't spell it.
That's tricky spelling.
The thing that set me over the top is they were screaming about how clear-cut this is and that Senate should vote to impeach, to vote to kick out, to guilty.
Yeah.
On one side, they're saying how clear-cut this is, and the other, well, we need more witnesses and more evidence.
You just said it was clear-cut.
You just said it was clear-cut and obvious.
You had all the evidence.
Yeah, well, what are you talking about?
It's self-evident, you know? Oh, that went back to the Constitution, didn't it?
Declaration of Independence. Yeah. Anyway, getting to the coronavirus, there is big news. Now, they keep telling us, I kind of learned on this news, they tell us with one hand, everything's fine, nothing to see here, and the underneath is not matching that anymore.
Yeah.
Coronavirus death eclipsed death global toll from SARS, and these death tolls, by all accounts, by everybody that with any sense that will say anything about this, are extremely low. 800 people dead? No.
I don't think so.
We're hearing reports that China is running crematoriums.
Yeah, I heard that too.
A lot of people are saying, not just one or two people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are now saying this, and stuff is coming out of China. Reports, videos, contacts, Americans, people from the West who live there are saying this. This is not true. I just can't believe this is true. They may be saying, they didn't die from coronavirus. They died from whatever. Anything else. They had a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
Bird flu breaks out in two Chinese provinces near coronavirus epicenter. Highly pathogenic bird flu has broken out in two Chinese provinces near Hubei since the beginning of the month as Beijing struggles to contain the novel coronavirus currently ravaging the country. So another virus has broken out with this other virus. Beijing is a cap. This is how I know it's serious. Beijing is the capital of China.
It is.
Shanghai and Hong Kong have shut. They're shutting out access.
Right.
They're shutting down access.
Yep.
Hong Kong is kind of an island unto itself.
Yeah, semi-safe.
Right.
Semi.
So they're you know what? We're just going to shut this down. Beijing is now under quarantine. Beijing.
That's the capital.
The capital. This is like New York being under quarantine.
And you know that they protect that at all costs. So for it to be shut down is a major, major thing.
Now, in America... I'll get back to this.
And
there's a couple other stories.
Have you seen the pictures of those people going house to house, door to door in the apartments and dragging those people out?
Yeah.
We've
seen that going on because they have the virus and they're
suspected to have the virus.
Their cousin had the virus and they hung out with their cousin. That's it.
Yeah. They're dragging them out by the hair.
This is in the United States. Military preparing quarantine centers for coronavirus patients in the United States. There are, I think it's 11. Yeah, 11 military bases near major airports in the United States. Okay, no matter what they tell you, you don't prepare 11 major airports with quarantines right at the Air Force bases near it.
Unless there's serious problems.
Unless there's a serious problem or a serious risk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to... full of hype here.
Yeah, hyperbole.
But this is serious. You put all these things together.
So.
It doesn't matter if it's man-made. It doesn't matter if it's engineered. It doesn't matter. That's another discussion.
Yeah, right.
If we're talking about the discussion of risk and what's really going on as far as the threat here, this tells me this is real.
Yeah. Sounds very dangerous.
And it's more serious than what they're telling on TV.
Correct.
I encourage you to take precaution.
That's exactly right.
Where do you think this is going to go? Why do you think Trump hasn't been more? Is it because he doesn't want to cause a panic?
I don't think he wants the stock market come down. He's got an election coming. He doesn't want anything to.
Okay, if this breaks in America, this is going to be a big red black
eye. But I'm sure
he's
behind the scenes. I'm sure he's doing everything because he doesn't want.
Well, somebody's doing something.
Yeah, he doesn't want that stock market to go down. So he doesn't want the 401s to go down because he wants to get reelected.
Huge well, they got it. They got these. Quarantine centers near these airports.
Something's going on. It's good, you know.
I would shut down. I would see. You know, I don't know everything, but I would. I would at the very least. You come in from China. you are being tested for. You set one foot on it. You're going to the testing center before you, like Ellis Island.
That's right.
You're going to the testing center before you get to come.
And you're paying for it.
That's right. Just let you know before we start.
Beforehand. You got 2 weeks of quarantine if you come here.
Unless you're an American. If you're an American, you're still going to get tested, right. But you know America will pay for it. Right. But these foreigners, you're paying for it.
If you plan on coming to the States, pull out your wallet.
Going back on a couple stories, China's war on children. And we talked about this a little bit, but there's a story from Your Children, other places. This does not get as big a coverage as it should have. Pastor Gary sent me this. Mm-hmm. Youth banned from all religious worship in China. Did you know that? I mean, we mentioned it, and it kind of just glazes over. A war on children rages in China. I got news for you. There's a war on children everywhere, if you haven't noticed.
Well,
anyway.
Hugo Chavez, I think it was that have everybody pray to Jesus for milk. Well, all the kids would pray for Jesus for milk. No milk would come. Now everybody pray to Hugo Chavez for milk.
And then the milk would come.
And then the milk would come.
While the youth of Hong Kong march for freedom and democracy, the Communist Party of China subjects China's youth to brutal campaign of oppression and tyranny, barring Chinese youth from any and all religious practices and venues. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Usually, the land of the free, the home of the brave, does not deal with countries that act like this.
Correct.
Why do we deal? We already know about the Uyghurs. You know, the Muslims.
2 million of them.
Well, I don't know if it's 500,000, if it's, I don't care. It's 250,000 of them. I mean, a lot of them. There's north of 500,000. I'm being conservative.
In re-education camps.
They're job training centers. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I misspoke.
Yeah.
Sorry. Please don't come and get me, Mr. Chinese.
What's wrong with you? They're job training centers. they're trying to help them.
Yeah, exactly.
Why we deal with these people? This is, you know.
Well, we have a symbiotic relationship with China.
What is that symbiotic relationship? Let me hear it.
Trade.
Well, right, because we created China. We developed all their infrastructure. Sure did. Who did I have this discussion with? Who was it?
We paid for just about everything.
Right. They sucked all the wealth out of here so we could buy their cheap Chinese crap, and we industrialized China.
Thanks to Clinton, Bush, and
Nixon.
Obama, he started it, yeah. That was a secret.
We went to visit China.
Yeah.
Greece uses emergency powers to build more migrant detention centers. Boy, Greece, I've been to Greece. They are fired up.
That's good. People got
fired up.
People should be fired
up. But the migrants keep coming in. So at some point, they're going to be outnumbered.
What do you do?
It's that simple.
What do you do?
Greece is planning to use emergency legal powers to create detention centers for migrants on 5 islands to try and speed up deportations back to Turkey, officials said Monday. This is great.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're sick of it. They want to stop them, and they want to turn them right back around. The EU and all mm-hmm. this says, no, you can't. I mean, this is the EU, Britain going out of the EU or the UK mm-hmm. and stuff like this. This EU is not long for this world unless something
it's going down.
Serious happens. These closed facilities will be governed by strict rules and limitation for movement for the occupants. Occupants will receive exit cards for controlled leave while the structures will remain closed at nighttime. Basically what he's saying, we're getting them out of here. let me translate.
Yeah, exactly.
At least hopefully. That's what the people in Greece think. That's what the people in Greece want.
Want?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who wants their country overrun? Not I.
Mike Pompeo sounds alarm over China's attempt to suppress free speech in America. Oh, now he's saying something.
Well, about time.
Yeah, better late than never, I guess. Mike, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, you know, that war hawk, mm-hmm. that man of peace.
Yeah, exactly.
No, war hawk. Warned America's governors about China's attempt to influence them in foreign and economic policy matters. Now, listen to this. Saying the communist government is attempting to shape U.S. policy by suppressing free speech and assessing how friendly each governor is to it. Here's the quote. They've labeled each of you friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. Every governor in the United States gets a red, yellow, or green designation by China.
Oh, by China, yeah.
Friendly?
Okay.
Where is it? Friendly, hardline, or ambiguous?
And when you say China, you're incorporating
China. Chinese government.
You're incorporating the Democrats with it too.
No, I'm just saying this is China. They work together, but you know, citing a report by a Chinese-backed think tank, I'll let you decide where you think you belong. Someone in China already has. Many of you indeed in the report are referenced by name, Mike Pompeo says. You have a diplomat from China assigned here to the United States, a representative of the Chinese Communist Party in New York City, sending an official letter urging that an American elected official shouldn't exercise his right to freedom of speech. Let that sink in for a moment. This is fantastic that he is saying something. This is a big deal.
Yeah, real big. Yeah. Finally, somebody's standing up.
Well, is this part of the negotiation and the hard line? China is, with this virus and everything right now, China is weak.
Real weak.
We should kick them when they're down.
We should.
Are you talking, you want to kick somebody when they're down?
Yeah.
We should kick China right now while they're down.
Yeah.
We want to move ahead here.
Yeah,
that's
what
we should
do.
We
have to be in a position of strength here.
DNC chairman Tom Perez? What's his name? Perez says he won't step down after chaotic Iowa caucus, but expects review of states first in nations.
You know, how many people at a caucus? 200? You can't even get it right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the caucus, the Iowa caucus, it's not even a voting machine.
No.
Where they go and tab, it's like in a gym. We're in a gym.
We're in a gym.
It's a little community.
If you vote for John, you go over in that corner over there. If you vote for Jane, you're over in that corner. If you're for Jim over here, you're over in that corner.
Right, and then they
and
count.
And somebody counts them.
And then somebody counts them.
And then you write it down on a piece of paper.
We're talking about little gyms. I mean, we're talking, you know, there's like 100, wow, there's 140 people here in the Bernie Sanders camp. So they were coming back with totals. There's 400 voting for Pete, Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
And people are like, wait a minute, there was 80 people in that group. Wait a minute, there's 80, hold on a minute, 80, 400, were they multiplying?
I don't know what they were doing, yeah.
Well, anyway, when asked if he was going to step down, absolutely not, Perez told Jake Tapper, absolutely not. I'll read the rest of the
quote. He turned it around and said, hey, Jake, everybody can't stand you. You going to step down?
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. A little more news. The Joseph Meyer and Coach Dave.
Ah.
You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Go to the news here shortly. The Power Mall, great products on sale. Of course, it's Heart Month. All the Strauss products, all the new products, the kidney support. I have not had, Catherine, I know you're listening. I've not tried the kidney. I want to try that kidney support and a cardio. I want to try, Uncle Kevin and I want to try the kidney.
Send it.
So send us some of the kidney support, and we'll try it with y'all. So we're really excited about that. That's on sale.
I really am excited about that.
If you buy the three bottles, you get 15% off of either one. If you buy all of them together, then you get 15% off Strauss Heart Drops all together. I know it's an investment, but this is great herbal medicine. These are 200- and 300-year-old recipes. I mean, think about that. That fascinates me.
And I've taken that Heart Drop so much now, I like the taste of it.
A big sale this week, Super Krill Oil is on sale, a big sale on Super Krill Oil, which is fantastic. Frank Davis talked about that. You know, you talk about vitamin E, you talk about cod liver oil, all these things, and it comes from a part of by Antarctica where the ocean is not polluted.
Nope, not polluted, and so it's great for your brain.
So it's not polluted, and all the above, that krill oil is a big sale of that. Mm-hmm. The Power Hour is now in Memphis, Tennessee on 1600 AM. There's an FM correlation to that also, and it's played on delay on the evening, so I want to say hello to everybody
out there. Hello, everybody in Memphis. Love Memphis.
And in a month or two, we're going to add more. We're going to keep adding. I mean, we're progressing, and we're moving forward. It's because of you and your support, so thank you so much.
And we love Elvis.
So thank you so much. Miracle Heal On, we're going to have the Miracle Heal On and the Lamb Cream. He's going to be on a little later this week, so there's a sale on that. Those are fantastic. Those are one of those products that, you know, the clay, the oregano, and the lamb cream is what Tristan used for the brown recluse bite.
Yeah.
And you can hardly even tell she was bit anymore. I mean,
you get bit by one of those, you have dead skin.
The Stetzerizer, Dave Stetzer, the microsurge meters, and the filters that go in your house that help with, you know, for smart meters and extra dirty electricity, and we're just bathed in this EMF wave. Well, you can do something. And the stetrometers are something you can do in the filters. And we're getting some other products, too, that we'll be talking about soon that you can, you know, we're just inundated with EMF. And we need to do something about it. Stetzermeters, Stetzer filters are simple. They're awesome. You can see them work. They're actually very cool. Oreganol, Oregaresp, the Optivita, the Colloidal Silver, the Super Silver lozenges, the Purely C, a good source of vitamin C, vitamin D3, the magnesium, zinc, and copper, and the selenium, all grown by nature. And the other products, the full spectrum vitamin E, extremely important. I had a quick discussion with my mother-in-law. My mother, out of all my in-laws, my mother-in-law actually is learning and actually, mm-hmm. you know, getting some of the stuff. And I see, I didn't know that she told me she was close to osteoporosis. You know, she's on the board, osteopenia, right. or I yeah, don't know, or close to that. And she says, yeah, I always take these calcium pills. See, I didn't know. She didn't tell me all this. I got her some of the multivitamin from Grown by Nature and she's feeling better. She's already taking heart drops cardio miracle and things. And so she's been feeling way better. I mean, like night and day, how her energy and whatever and to now, night and day. Well, I didn't know about all these other things. And so I'm going to have a discussion with her. I sent her the interview with Dr. Llewellyn and Jason from last week. Great interview. Sure she called. She said, "Well, I guess I need to throw away some of my vitamins." Yeah, I think
fast.
You do. Yeah, fast. You don't even take them; they're going to hurt you.
Them calcium will cause osteoporosis.
That's right. If you do not get proper nutrition from the products we have at the Power Mall, the question you should be asking yourself: where are you going to get them? Because you're not getting them from your food, unless you're willing to control your soil and grow most of your food. Where are you going to get them? That's the question. So, great products and other things at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your support, for your purchases, and your donations. Getting back to the news, Tom Perez, we left off with him. He was interviewed with Jake Tapper and he was asked about,
the debacle.
Yeah, in Iowa.
In Iowa. And it was a debacle.
Well, you could tell where this was going, that the fix was in with Mayor Pete.
Yeah, Mayor Pete beating Bernie.
Give me a break. He was 10 points behind Bernie.
10 points.
A week before, right. And a few days before the actual caucus, they cut all the polls.
That's right.
They wouldn't have the polls anymore.
And then the Dems come in, they're going to count the not an independent party. The Dems are going to recount and get the correct tally. Boy,
so,
that stings.
So here's what Tom Perez says. Are you going to step down because of this? Absolutely not, Jake. Look, at the last 3 years, my job when I came in was to rebuild our infrastructure. Infrastructure, does that mean voting machines for the computer?
Yeah, that's exactly
algorithms.
What it means. You got it right on the big.
To win elections. When you do that, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. He continued, we have been winning. This is what it's about. And I think it's really important for people to take a broader step back right now. The fact that we want to run every aspect of your life, but we can't count people in a gym.
Yeah, 300 of them, or 350.
Alaska high school teacher hunted a moose and had his students butcher the animal to learn life skills. Love this story.
Yeah, it's a great story.
In Alaska, they hunt. Of course they hunt in Alaska. It's a life skill. I mean, this is Daniel Boone. This is America.
Yeah. Save your life.
And they had the children get involved from the school, you know, learn to debone it, learn to break it down, mm-hmm. and then process the meat and everything. It was very cool. What I try to emphasize, the teacher says, and the World Discovery Seminar Program as a whole, is to emphasize experiential, say that three times fast, experiential learning. Around 30 of his students use 4-inch knives to process the carcass. Oh, nobody stabbed anybody? Wow. You can learn certainly about anatomy from diagrams and textbooks and videos, but getting your hands on an animal is a big part of the science aspect of it. I think this is very cool. Schools should be teaching trades, skills, experience. They should be a part of this. Not, you know, 5-year-olds learning. I'm not even going to mention it. You know where I'm going with this. 3 more Arizona counties declare themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Somewhere Joe Biden is probably scribbling the names of La Paz counties on a pad of paper just in case he needs to send a few Hellfire missiles their way. After the Arizona counties declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, of course, that's kind of a joke. Joe Biden said that, you know, the gun toters are going to shoot missiles at them. That's really what they feel behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's, you see what Project Veritas and these type of people and how this leak things, they're going to take all of you and put you in a gulag camp.
Yeah.
That's really how they talk.
That's exactly how they feel.
This isn't, right. This isn't hyperbole.
Yeah, we got to re-educate them.
Yeah, and then in public, oh, you know, we're having a common sense, friendly discussion. The unanimous votes by commissioners in both counties means that the pair join Mojave County in the state as a First Amendment sanctuary. So these 3 counties. That's Sheriff Mack was sheriff in Arizona. I'm sure he has something to do with this. We see this type of total disregard for our Second Amendment rights under we don't have Second Amendment rights anyway, but appreciate the effort. This is about our rights, protecting our freedoms, and our liberty. Prescott resident Sherry Hanna said, another supporter allowed that, quote, a resolution has no teeth, but said it sends a message to our governor and the other people that we won't tolerate it and we'll fight against it.
Love it.
Yes, we need to go from, like you said, resolutions to actual militias with teeth and a declaration. If you come into this county try to enforce red flag or any of these things, you will be arrested.
That's right.
If you will not stop, you will then be stopped.
Bingo.
That is what needs to happen. U.S. charges four Chinese military officers in Equifax data breach. I just got a notice from my bank. It said it's one of the notice. Your credit card may have been used in a data breach, and we'll just send you a new credit card. How about that?
Oh yeah,
just got that.
Did you
that letter before. For about the fourth time?
Yeah.
You know. Well,
you
I guess
can't protect it. Obviously not.
No.
No, they can't.
No, they can't. So I guess four Chinese military officers were at the heart of this. I guess I can thank them for my new credit card.
You're welcome.
You know, and that's such a pain in the neck because you have recurring billing and then you're...
Oh, you have to change all your computers and do all this?
Our phone, we with Numana, we had it hooked up one time. You know, it's a recurring billing on our phone system. So our whole phone system shut down because, you know, you forget... you can't remember all the things that are on recurring billing. Oh, my gosh. GM recalling nearly 130,000 pickups to fix brake glitch. So if you've bought a GM truck, Silverado, Sierra, you may need to check that out.
Is it in the software, or did they say it's...
iPhone maker Foxconn resumes production at one plant in China after coronavirus shutdown. So the whole China is shutting down, but iPhone's back to work. Just so you, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. iPhone's back up. This is Amy Orban. She's a psychologist. She talks about the widespread fear that smartphones are harmful to our well-being and the difficulty of proving it. She said... Well, to talk about smartphones affecting the brain is a slippery slope. And she goes and backpedals and starts to, theorize and...
Just ask Ted Kennedy if it...
Pontificates about that maybe we shouldn't rush the judgment on these smartphones and maybe this isn't...
Listen to it next to your ear. They tell you that.
Good point.
And look at Ted Kennedy. He held it on the left side of his head, and he had a brain tumor on the left other side of his head, and he died.
Yes, I would highly suggest speakerphone or some sort of, earphones.
Yeah.
Puzzling virus of unknown origin with gene scientists can identify discovered in Brazil.
Ooh.
So China, now Brazil. Earthquakes going on. Michael Snyder has a big article about everything. You know, just in the first 2 months of this year, earthquakes, major viruses. A lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. Another flu shot fail? Question mark. Was that even a question? Was that even a doubt?
Nope.
It's from Daily Mail. This is from Daily Mail saying this.
Oh.
This season's vaccine for the U.S., U.K., and Canada is likely, let's just say 100%, to be a mismatch for the deadly virus, experts warn. Oh, wow. How convenient. Flu shots have to be newly developed ahead of each season based on scientists' prediction of which strains will be most active in the coming months. Wow, just happened that they missed it again.
They missed it again.
Why would anybody get a flu shot?
I don't think they've ever got it
right. Not that I can remember.
I can't remember it.
Different ones from the strains picked for the North, suggesting that the prior prediction was wrong and the Northern shots may be ineffective. There you go.
And now they're thinking about putting five viruses into it so they have a better
chance. So you get everything.
So you have a better chance.
So they can mutate easier.
Yeah, exactly.
High levels of arsenic found in bottled water sold at Walmart, Target, and Whole Foods.
Who didn't know that?
So be careful about your bottled water, especially plastic. You don't want to leave stuff sitting in plastic. I use plasma as little as possible. Resveratrol boosts your immunity, and we got resveratrol at the Power Mall.
It makes you younger.
Bedroom carpets are 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
I can see that, yeah.
That's weird. You might be diligent about running the vacuum of your carpet whenever it starts to look a bit scruffy, but shocking research has revealed that the average bedroom floor is 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
I can see that, yeah. Get stuck in there.
The first thing I do with a toilet seat if I'm in a public place is I take toilet paper and I scour it down.
Absolutely.
And if there's any doubt at all, I go to the next stall. That's just my protocol. Take it as you want. Anyway, we got Joseph Meyer standing by. We got some questions about what's going on. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. He is a fan favorite, as they say, and a personal friend. We love him at the Power Mall. We're so glad to have him, and always little updates and little perspectives. Joseph Meyer, welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you, as always, for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hadn't been on in 2 or 3 months, and now we've seen you like 3 days in the past week and a half. it's good to be with you. Let's talk about the virus. You may or may not know this. I don't know. From what I see, this virus is much bigger deal than we're being led to believe. What would you say to that?
Well, we have officially, as you know, 17,000 cases in at least 25 countries. Currently, we also have 400 million Chinese on lockdown. But just as serious, the Chinese economy, as you know, Daniel, is on lockdown. Over 65% of the Chinese economy is currently shut down, with 80% of its manufacturing industry closed and about 90% of its export industry. I want to also make the point, and I'm sure you're aware of it, the Chinese economy is 17% of the world economy. This is a big deal, Daniel. It's being downplayed.
I'm going to ask you, you know, I don't know if this is the question that you would expect, but, you know, we're in a trade negotiation, trade war. We've been in a trade war for a long time. I think we just entered the ring when Donald Trump got elected, to be honest. I mean, we're finally in the fight.
True.
I'm of the opinion China is down right now. We need to kick them when they're down. What's your feeling?
I don't think it'd be a bad idea, quite frankly.
Yeah,
I concur.
I think we need to put the full court. I think now's our chance. I don't know if if that's crossed your mind on this.
Well, you know, China's carrying a lot of debt, and people don't realize how much that China is in the process of trying to roll over. They had $2 trillion in debt in 2000, and now sitting on $42 trillion in debt.
Whoa.
A major part of this debt is likely to turn into junk, Daniel. That's the big crisis I see ahead.
We'll get to that in a minute. Debt. Let me write this down so I don't forget. Debt, junk. I got an important question about that. But my thought about let's kick them when they're down. Is part of the reason maybe we're not or we'd be hesitant to, because if we actually push them in a corner, then they will say, fine, we're going to hit the button on our money reset, and then we're going to back it all with gold. How do you like that? Is that part of the discussion maybe going on?
Well, I think that's a very distinct reality. I'm glad you brought that point up. I couldn't agree with you more, Daniel.
How big a deal is that?
Huge.
What's it going to be? What are the ramifications for the American dollar, the American stock market, our economy, if they do that? Or
we're
when?
Gonna
I should
see
say
pressure
when.
Exerted on all these markets. These markets are very fragile, Daniel. It won't take too much of a shock to send things into a tailspin. That's why, as I've said many times in the shows we've done together, you better have a plan in place when this market starts down, because if you don't, you're going to be facing very large losses, no doubt about it.
Let me ask you about cryptocurrencies. For two or three years, we've seen a decline, a huge bear market, a huge dip in pretty much everything cryptocurrency. That seems to be changing. The halving of Bitcoin, every 4 years it happens. If you don't understand what that is, ladies and gentlemen, Bitcoin becomes harder to get, harder to mine supplies of it. So every 4 years that happens, and every time it does, Bitcoin explodes. What do you see for cryptocurrencies in general and Bitcoin?
I think the bear market is over, and I think we're in the early stages of a new bull market. I truly believe it, Daniel. I think you got to own Bitcoin, and you got to own gold and silver. I can't stress that enough.
I've been following this. I'm not an expert by any means. I know a lot more about gold and silver, but I've been following the cryptos. And where did these come from? I mean, do we really believe some Chinese guy in his mom's basement or Japanese guy in his mom's basement designed Bitcoin? Because I don't. I just don't believe that.
No.
Where do you think this came from?
Good question. question. I don't have the faintest idea. I truly don't. But I know it's the wave of the future. When we talk about transactions, it's going to be done digitally, and Bitcoin's going to be a big part of that, Daniel.
What does that mean for us, people listening? You know, they hear that. What does that really mean? What is our life going to be like when that happens?
Completely different than it is now at a minimum, that's for sure.
How do gold and silver fit into that? Okay, we got gold and silver we're holding on to. Everything is going to blockchain, digital assets. Cash is kind of just naturally going away because of this. Where does that fit into physical gold and silver?
Well, gold and silver are storage of value. They're a hedge against inflation. Nothing will ever change that. That's the reason for owning gold and silver all through history, Daniel.
We have talked quite a bit about gold and silver, and
yes,
gold, and it's both in a bear market the last couple of years. We've seen silver's break out of some key numbers, gold break out. Now we've seen a little trading range here in the last, I don't know, two or three, 4 weeks, where it's kind of going up $50 gold, down $50, up $50,
yes,
down $50. What do you see for the near term? I mean, it's 3 months, the next 3 to 6 months.
1750 in gold and 21 to 23 in silver.
And right now, I think gold's a little over 15. Was it 1560, maybe 1570? I didn't see this morning, but it's somewhere around there, correct?
And gold and silver, 1775.
1775, that was a big year for America. That was a shot
heard
around the world. That's a good omen. I mean, that if you're into numbers and lucky numbers, that's a lucky number. That would make me want to buy some silver.
May not be a good idea.
ladies and gentlemen, you know, Mike over at River City Coins is a friend of mine. You can call him, ask him any question you want about gold and silver coins. He will give you a straight answer. You can buy from him. He'll ship them to you, and I trust he's not going to rip you off. So if you want to call River City Coins, I don't think they're open on Mondays, but Tuesdays they will be. 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. Now, you have your newsletter that you put out. I think it's the best that I've read out there on several fronts. Well, if you want simple, broke down information, actionable evidence, actionable things to do, I think yours is the best. It's not like, you know, some prospectus. It's not like War and Peace thick, and you got to be have an MBA to understand it. You know, anybody with half a brain can understand this and see the value in it and see some things that they can do that's going to help themselves. Not only that, unlike most of the services out there, you get a subscription to Joseph's newsletter. You get access to Joseph. You got questions about your 401k, you want to take it out of risky things, you don't want to invest in negative interest rates across the world in your 401k, he'll help you to straighten that out. He'll help guide you in the right direction. Explain that, Joseph.
Well, I think the way the global markets are evolving, no two ways about it, the economies of the world are all in transition. What worked years ago, I don't believe will continue to work as we move forward. You must have a plan. Every plan is different, but you got to put it in place. Now's the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on the next issue of the newsletter, the March 2020 issue.
What you giving your phone number?
Exactly what to do, why to do it, how to do it, and when to do it.
Give
no one
your
else
phone
is
number.
Putting out this quality of information. That's what makes straight money analysis so valuable to my subscribers.
Give him your phone number, Joseph.
386-677-8642. 386-677-8642.
There you go. 386-677-8642. Straight money analysis, and you can get involved, and I highly recommend it. I want to go back to the question I let hang there.
Okay.
The debt that's out there, the Chinese debt, the junk, you think it's going to turn into junk. I see Daniel Estulin, among others, have said this, that there will be, sometime after the election, there will be, if you will, a new Yalta conference, a new Bretton Woods, where basically the economic powers get together and restructure the whole economic system for the planet because this one is failing and dying.
Yes.
Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I think the timing would be perfect and absolutely the right time in which to do it, no doubt about it, and I think it will happen.
Do you think it has? Do you think it's inevitable?
Yes.
What will be the result of it? Are we talking gold-backed currencies? Are we talking commodity-based currencies? What are we talking?
Gold-backed currencies, Daniel. We're going to go back on the gold standard. Not a question of if, it's a question of when we do.
How certain are you of that?
100%.
Whoa, that's a lot of percent.
That's Joseph. My belief.
That's a lot of percent.
Yes.
At that point, what happens to gold?
Well, I think it's repriced as we look at all asset classes and the currencies in which they're priced in. No doubt we're going to see significantly higher both gold and silver prices. I think gold and silver will continue to go up for several more years. I truly do.
Now, I don't like to get into hyperbole, but I mean, I've looked at this a lot. I at least want to bring up this thought. I think it's enough to bring up the thought. You know, I've seen people, Jim Rickards, others, are saying gold is going to be north of 10,000 because they're going to revalue it and peg the dollar to it, and it's going to be north of 10,000 an ounce. Is that possible to you?
I think it's not only possible, I think it's very likely, and it will happen at some point.
Wow. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, 386-677-8642. Joseph, God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, Daniel. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.